Upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness.
According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
And cleanse me from my sin.
Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Are we on the same page?
you read our line, and we
agree. You're reading our line.
Oh. Okay, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
And in the inward parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Hide thy face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
unto me the joy of thy salvation.
And uphold me with thy free spirit.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways.
And sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation.
And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
O Lord, open thou my lips.
And my mouth shall show forth thy grace.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it.
Thou delightest not in burnt offerings.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion.
Build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering.
Then shall they offer bullocks on thine altar.
So far, please be seated. Our first reading, Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne them, and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He hath an ear, let him hear what the spirit of the seven churches. To him that overcometh will I give and eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So far. Rise for the reading of the Gospel. St. John, chapter 8. And then Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and you have a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, and there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death. We continue with him, 144.
Thank you.
My sermon text is St. Matthew chapter 27, verses 15 through 19. Now at the feast, the governor would release unto the people a prisoner whom they desired. And they then had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will you that I release, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him a note, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. So far, please be seated. The morning light hangs over the city of Jerusalem. Pilate has a very unpleasant task to do. He tried to release Jesus, but he failed. He is anxious to get this unpleasant task over with. He once again declares the innocence of Jesus, but that does no good. Pilate saw Jesus in the morning light and realized that there was no truth to the charges that had been brought against him. So in order to bypass the death sentence, Pilate offers and orders Jesus to be whipped and then to be released. Pilate knew that Jesus was not guilty. And by this time, a large crowd had gathered. And it was a custom for the Roman governor to release a prisoner at the time of the Passover. And the most notorious prisoner that they had at that time was a man called Barabbas. He was sentenced to death. He was in prison because of insurrection and an actual murder. Perhaps the greatest criminal of all in Judea at that time. And it was a custom to release a criminal at the time of the Passover. So Pilate wanted to limit their choice to just two people, Jesus and Barabbas. Thinking, of course, that they would choose to release Jesus. Pilate was trying to relieve his own conscience, if you will. And at the same time, he wanted to satisfy those people. Well, he failed. And while the chief priests and the leaders were busy persuading the people to choose Barabbas, Pilate's discomfort increased. A message comes to him from his wife. She had a dream. It was a warning. Her message, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. There is no doubt, of course, that this dream was sent by God to warn Pilate and encourage him to take his stand on the side of Christ. What she wanted to do was to save her husband from an injustice and embarrassment by going ahead and sentencing Christ. And now in the morning light, the innocent Jesus is placed beside the guilty Barabbas. And when the people see these two side by side, there will be no question as to which one they would release. Convinced now that he had matters under control, Pilate asks, which of these two do you want me to release? And Pilate can't believe his ears. Barabbas. Barabbas, the people shouted. What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Crucify him. crucify him. Why? What evil has he done? And they cried out even more, crucify him, crucify him. That became a chant. You see, having gambled and lost, Pilate now gives in to the request. Barabbas was released, and Jesus was condemned to die. Then, in the morning light, the innocent Christ was beaten. The soldiers put on him a scarlet robe. A crown of thorns was forced down upon his head. A reed was stuck in his hand. And they were putting on a good show. They spit in his face. They struck him with their fists. They cried out, Hail, King of the Jews! The priests and the leaders, they are all unmoved. They're unconcerned. They're untouched. Tonight, with Pilate, I ask you likewise to behold the man. I ask you to behold Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your Savior and mine. I ask you to look at his suffering. I ask you to confess, as we did in the Apostles' Creed, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified. Do we behold him as our good personal Savior? Do we look upon him whom God has sent to deliver us from our sins? Are we going to vent our hatred against Pilate and the Jews and forget that we are the guilty ones? We are the ones who sent him to that cross. Are we going to look upon the thorn-crowned Savior and still make light of sin? I hope not. As we behold the Christ tonight, we must be ready to confess with Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have everyone turned to his own way. And then finally the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. It was on account of your sins and my sins that he shed his innocent blood. And lest his blood be upon us and upon our children, let's cast ourselves on his mercy and on his grace. And above all, let's cry out to God to pardon our sins, to create in us a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within us, and to save us from our sins and our guilt, and to make us walk in the light of his redeeming love. May God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated.
Thank you.
page 16 for confession and absolution. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy terrible and eternal punishment. For my heart is sorry for them, and sincerely repent them, and I pray thee of thy marvelous mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter suffering and death, thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the Lord's and the Lord.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take heed, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated.
Of the Lord, for the remission of your sins.
may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Please turn to page 42 in the front of the hymnal. And we'll move over to the bottom of page 43 then. Let my prayers be set before thee as incense. Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.